And now, I would invite our readers forward for the reading of Holy Scripture from the Gospel of Matthew.
Jesus walks on water. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into a boat and go ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. After he dismissed them, he went up to the mountainside by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone, but the boat was already considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. During the fourth watching of the night, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it's I, don't be afraid."
"Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You have little faith," he said. "Why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God."
Let's pray. Lord God Almighty, may your name be truly blessed in this place today. May it be blessed through our speaking. May it be blessed through our thinking. May it be blessed through all of our actions. We pray, Lord, that you will use this time to help each of us know you better and to love you more. We pray these things in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Maybe my favorite part about this Sunday is hearing the audible amen come from all the children. So let me say again, it's a great pleasure today to have the members of our scouting and guiding movements with us for worship this morning. This service is always a great day of celebration. It's always a wonderful reminder of just how many young people are choosing to be involved in our community in such positive and productive ways. It's also worth saying that these groups would not happen without the wonderful work of our volunteer leaders and, of course, the support of parents and wider family as well. So over the last several weeks here in church, we've been taking a look at what we have called encounters with Jesus, or maybe meetings with Jesus. Each week we've looked at the ways in which an encounter or a meeting with Jesus has had a life-changing impact on those who met him. And throughout this series, we have heard and learned the following truth again and again, and that is that no one who really, truly encounters Jesus is ever the same again. Jesus changes our lives. And over these last several weeks, we have reflected on stories of those who have had what we might call one-off encounters with Jesus and had their lives changed. But they were not the only ones who encountered Jesus. They weren't the only ones who had their lives changed. Even those who knew Jesus the best, even his closest friends, who we sometimes call the 12 disciples, even they continually had their lives changed by encountering Jesus again and again, by learning more about him, by the things he taught them, by the things they saw him do. And that brings us to today's story, which we heard read aloud a couple minutes ago from Matthew's gospel. It's a pretty famous story in the Bible, the story of Jesus walking on the water. Now this story, we may know, follows on the heels of Jesus feeding the 5,000 with loaves and fishes. So at the beginning of our story, our text tells us that immediately Jesus made the disciples, after he fed the 5,000, he made them get into the boat and go before him to the other side of the water while he dismissed the crowds that he had fed. And the text tells us after he had dismissed the crowds, after he put his friends, his disciples in the boat, he went up to the mountain by himself. And you know what he did up there? He prayed. And so by sending his disciples away, Jesus himself was setting up what was about to happen next. So our story continues. So Jesus is up on the mountain. His disciples are out in the boat. And when evening came, Jesus was there alone on the shore. But by this time, the boat was a long, long way from land. And was it a calm voyage, or do you think it was a hard voyage? What do you think? It was a hard voyage, the text tells us. There was a storm on the water. The boat was being beaten by the waves, for the wind was against them. Raise your hands. Have you ever been in a boat before? Who here has been in a boat? Yes, indeed. Would you rather be in a boat when the water is calm? Hands up. Would you rather be in a boat when the water's rough? Oh, no hands are up. Absolutely. So this text tells us that as Jesus' disciples attempted to cross this body of water, they started to have a really hard time of it because the wind was against them. The wind was also causing the waves to beat against the boat. Does anybody here know what Jesus' disciples did for a living? What was their job before they met Jesus? Does anybody know? You guess? What do you think? Fishing. You're exactly right. They were fishermen. And to be a fisherman, you have to be pretty big and pretty strong as well, because you have to keep rowing the boat and work really long hours. So these guys were probably quite fit. And they were quite used to challenging conditions. And if they thought it was hard going, oof, boy, it must have been pretty rough, a pretty bad storm. But they continued to try to cross the water. Can you imagine them straining at the oars, trying to make the boat go, and not making much progress? Very slow going. And then something amazing happened. Our text tells us that in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus came to them walking on the water. Walking on the water. Jesus was making his way to the boat. And this was a miracle. The Bible tells us that this happened during the fourth watch of the night. What does that mean, the fourth watch of the night? Well, it's between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. Raise your hand if you're usually awake at 3 a.m. If you are, you should be going back to sleep. So it's very early in the morning when it is pitch dark outside. Unless you live in Scotland during the summer. Now, one of the things that I love about Jesus' disciples is that they were ordinary people just like each and every one of us. And when they saw Jesus walking on the water towards the boat, what was their reaction? Were they happy? Were they excited? Were they calm? Or were they terrified? What do you think the answer is? They were terrified. The text tells us they cried out in fear, "It's a ghost!" But Jesus did not leave them in fear. Immediately, the text tells us, Jesus spoke to them saying, "Have courage. It is I. It's me, Jesus. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid." Did you know, boys and girls, and everyone else, the single most common command in the Bible, happens hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times, is do not be afraid. In the Old Testament, in the New Testament, do not be afraid. You know, every single one of us here, no matter how old we are, some point in our life, we're going to face something pretty challenging, something probably pretty hard. It's part of being a human being. But these words of Jesus, "Don't be afraid," he said. They remind us that God is always with us, always ready to help us, and God can give us the courage we need to live out each day of our lives. And so whenever we face a hard or a challenging time, whenever we feel scared, afraid, we can remember these words of Jesus that he spoke. Have courage. Take heart. It's me. I'm with you. Don't be afraid. Now, I think that courage is a very important part of the wider scouting and guiding movements. I have no doubt that if they were here with us today in person, that Lord and Lady Baden-Powell would both agree that bravery and courage are terribly important for every member of every one of your organizations. Each of us is called to a very high purpose. Each of us is called every day to treat others with respect, to care for other people, and to serve our communities. But you know what? We can't help others. We can't serve our communities without courage, without being brave. And in order to live the kind of life that God wants us to live, we need to have some backbone, as we say in America. We need to have some courage. So as I said before, Jesus' closest friends were known as the 12 disciples. And you know, one of the 12 disciples was named Peter. He's probably my favorite disciple, not because he was so great and strong, but because he got it wrong so often. Peter was very strong. He was very brave, but he's also very stubborn. And he often spoke before he thought. Hands up if you've ever spoken before you thought. Yes, indeed. He also often leapt before he looked. So after Jesus said to his disciples, out on the middle of this water, he said, have courage, it's me, don't be afraid. Peter then said, Lord, if it's you, tell me to come to you on the water. That's a very brave thing. And so Jesus said, come on. So Peter got out of the boat, we are told, and walked on the water and came toward Jesus. So far, so good. Peter was walking on the water towards Jesus. Another miracle. Then the story continues, though. So Peter's walking along, but when he saw the wind and the waves, guess what? He got scared. He cried out and began to sink. And he said, Lord, save me. So the moment that Peter took his eyes off of Jesus and looked at the wind and looked at the waves, that was the moment he began to sink. But of course, Jesus reached out and saved him. So I think there's a lot that we can learn from this story. Earlier in the service, each member of every organization reaffirmed a promise to each of your group. I heard you say things like, to do your best, to do your duty, to God and to the Queen, to be true to your beliefs, to help other people and your community. Do you remember making these promises a few minutes ago? The answer is yes. And these are big promises that you make every single year. And in order to live up to the promises you have made for each of your groups, you're going to need to remember these promises all year long. You're going to remember this day when you stood up with your fingers and you made your promise. If you forget your promises that you've made, if you forget your promises, you're going to be like Peter when he took his eyes off Jesus and he started to sink. But if we remember our promises, if we rely on each other, if we rely on our leaders, if we work together, if we help each other, and then most of all, if we trust God, then each of us can do our part to make this community a better place to live. Boys and girls, each and every one of you is such an important part of this community. You know that each and every one of you can make such a wonderful difference in the lives of so many others. And doesn't it feel good to help other people? Yes, it sure does. So as we move on from here today, as we lean into the year to come for the scouting and guiding movements, let's ask God every day to help us to do our very best. Like Peter, let's ask God to make us brave, make us willing to help others so that we can keep the promises that we have made today, that we can serve our communities throughout the year to come. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the scouting and guiding movements, for every young person involved in each of these groups. We thank you for the leaders of each group and for parents and for families who are so supportive. Help us, Lord, through these groups to serve you, to help others, to become compassionate and loving people each and every day. We need your help to do these things, Lord. Help us, please, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.